what to do first there, but I'm going to do this right now, so that's a priority. Anyways, back to you, Pierre, V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM, and hope you didn't get in too much trouble there with XYL.
But my wife just says to me, don't complain, not once. Okay, I said, we have a good day and I love you. And she says, yeah, right. Anyway, well, yesterday we had the airplane crash in Saskatchewan at Rosetown. So he's a private pilot, just like me, and he died. So I don't know what happened with him, but I saw the airplane on the global news this morning, and holy smoke, the airplane is totally gone. Huh? So I don't know what happened. Maybe it was out of fuel or something. So he landed at the some field from some farmer, the grain field somewhere around Rosetown. So airplane is gone and he's gone too. So that's a bad one. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I think I heard that yesterday. Was that a spray plane? Over.
I can tell you it was kind of airplane because it's totally smashed everywhere. I can tell you what kind of airplane he had. But I saw that airplane before in Saskatoon, in the sky, a few times this summer. So I don't know if it's the same pilot or not, but he has some kind of, I think he has four wings on this airplane. You know, that's one on top and one on the bottom, each size, you know. So that's the whole airplane. So I have no idea what happened. So, the training area at the airport, Saskatoon Airport, is very close to Rosetown. So maybe they have some problem around there and, I don't know if he did some training or by himself, just like a refresh. That's what I did in this training area. That's a restricting area for, and you practice, you buy your own and you do whatever you want. Different level, and you stall your emergency landing and slow speed and blah, 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 you know, and stuff like that. And, yeah, so the NTSB is over there already with some RCMP. So, make some kind of investigation over there. Now back to you.
Yep, Roger on that there, so... Well, I don't know. Yeah, well, they always have an investigation when something tragic like that happens and try to determine what went wrong and all that sort of thing. Answer some questions. And, yeah, it's unfortunate. And condolences there to the family and all that sort of thing. So it's... not always a good situation when things like that happen. But, you know, we sure had a lot of accidents in Saskatchewan, whether it's planes or automobiles or motorcycles or whatever, semis. You know, there's been so many highway collisions this year. It's a record, I think. It's unreal. I'm not sure, just people not paying attention or what it is, but I guess each one has got a little different story to it. So hopefully that stops and doesn't continue. A lot of tragic situations on the Saskatchewan highways here. So back to you, Pierre.
Well, I'm happy I'm still alive, so I think I'm a good pilot so far. I got my license, private pilot, in 2011, so that's quite a bit. But I flew pretty much everywhere, Saskatoon, BA, I went there so many times to the airport there, and I went to Moja, I went to Regina, and I went to Brendan, and Candlesley. So, no, everything was okay with me. I'm still here, so that's good. And my wife, she said, well, take care of yourself and make sure you're safe and all that kind of stuff, you know. But I think she was a little bit nervous when I went by myself, so. But I said, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So I got my license, so that means that's okay. But, the problem is sometimes if some private pilot, they don't fly too often, they miss some procedure or whatever, and there you go. One mistake, just one, and you're in the trouble. Now back to you.
The 5AL, the 5RJ on Friday. Yes, it just takes a split second and everything changes. You know, not only for the person that's involved, but for the family and friends and all that. So people that knew him and all that. So it affects a lot of people, believe it. You know, it's not good. Yeah, my voice is a little bit hoarse here this morning. I'm still waking up, I guess. But anyhow, we'll maybe chat a little bit later. And I'm going to QSO later on today. Like I say, I don't know what I'm doing yet today. So after I get this stuff that I'm done that I'm doing now, then I'll decide what I'm doing. boy, I got some stuff outside to do too today. Maybe put a fish finder in the boat, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's a lot of work to do that. And it's supposed to be pretty hot out there today, so I don't know. Might have to leave it for another day. But so... We'll say 7-3 is there, Pierre, unless there's something else. And good luck on all your surgeries and stuff that you got, and procedures, doctor's appointments and all that you got coming up. It's going to be good there. George just had his cataract surgery yesterday, I think. And I haven't talked to him yet to see how it went. So hopefully everything went good. And that's V5 Gulf Tango Whiskey in Rokenville. So he did his surgery in Regina yesterday. So anyways, hope to talk to him later on and see how it all went. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
I tried to contact him today. I think yesterday he was on the radio. I'm not sure. I can't remember now. Huh. But anyway, yeah, I know George. So I didn't know he had a cataract surgery. be talking about it today sometime. I hope he's okay, but he will be a little bit itchy the couple, 2-3 days or whatever. So, anyway. Alright, so I let you go, Randy, 73, and have a nice day. And you take care of yourself, so. We'll see you later, probably sometime this afternoon on the radio, so. Alright, 73, Randy, and you take care of yourself. All my best for you. VE5RJN, VE5AL mobile will be clear after you file. 73, Randy.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, you take care and have yourself a good morning. Hope that honking horn wasn't meant for you there. Hi, hi. Anyways, 73s, V5AL, V5RJM, we'll be monitoring.
VE5 Alpha Lima, do you copy Victor Echo 5 X-ray Lima? Go ahead.
How's everything this morning with you?
Good morning, Pierre. Things are going good. I was just curious. I've been in Saskatoon doing some work for the last couple of days, and today looks like it's going to be a little bit easier. I wondered if you have time for coffee or lunch or something today. Go ahead.
You will be very welcome at my home if you want. I'm on the east side in Saskatoon. So that's up to you. So come over, and you'll probably see my. I show you my my shack for my HF and everything all set up like this. And yeah, that will be great if you come over. And my wife, she will make some coffee for us and everything, whatever you want. No problem at all. Anytime.
Okay, sounds good. How about this afternoon sometime?
Happy. Yeah, anytime this afternoon. So I make some coffee, or if you want some tea, and I don't have any apple pie, but I guarantee you, Randy, just laughing. You know, it's my story about it. But yeah, anytime. Do you want my? Do you have my my phone number or my address number in Saskatoon? Do you?
VE7.
I do not. Give me your phone number, and then I will text you, and you can text me your address. How does that? Does that sound okay?
Perfect. Just send me a text on my cellular phone, and I will be a reply to you to give you, and I give you my home address in Saskatoon. I don't know if you know quite a bit Saskatoon, but I'm just beside MacArthur Drive, called College Park East. Back to you.
Yeah, Saskatoon's not that big. I'm not that familiar with it, but I'm sure I can find it.
Perfect. All right, so I let you go, and I have a couple things to do. I'm mobile right now, so I have just need to buy a couple of things, and I will be home this afternoon. So that's for sure. Anytime this afternoon after lunch, or if you want to come over before lunch, you decide. I will be home. No problem. Just text me, and there we go. Now back to you.
Okay, sounds good. But I think I need your cellular number, because I don't have it.
Six, two, seven, zero, 26, 95, QSL.